Summer may be winding down, but this is a big party weekend. Got the Air and Water Show, Street Fest, backyard barbecues, some nice weather, and that also means a lot of booze flowing. And for Marianne Savvy Tips this week, you're trying to help us cut back, aren't you, Marianne?
Yes, I am, because I see the results so often, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so do you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't have this problem because you barely drink alcohol, but sometimes people get overserved. That's what we observe a lot.
Yep.
And then that's when the trouble starts. And for me personally, the older I get, the more I feel it after just one drink. But wouldn't you say it's really hard to stop after just one?
Yeah, I always want a second milkshake. You know me. Now, a lot of people don't even realize they're drinking so much, but after a few hours at a party, it does all add up, doesn't it?
Yes, and one thing that really adds up too is the calories that go with that, which is what I'm really trying to watch. Excuse me, right now, especially after being on vacation so much. So my hack is that now, as you have noticed, I bring my own cute thermos/water bottle to a party. Like, I make the drink at home, and you know how much I love tequila. So I put in one shot of tequila. I add three limes, ice, and sparkling water. And then the rest of the night, I keep filling up that same container with more sparkling water. And, you know, and even though I'm diluting the alcohol, I'm still drinking all night, just not a lot of booze.
Yeah, you're stretching the alcohol while you're nursing the water bottle all night. I've noticed that.
Yeah, I love it because I do this, you know, and I feel so good by the time I get home because I'm super hydrated. But I can't do this all the time because you can't really do that at a restaurant, you know, bring your own container full of, you know, whatever your favorite drink is.
No.
But I really do love doing it when I go to parties, you know, somebody's backyard party, or any other situation that's not a restaurant, unless it's an outdoor restaurant. But I have some other hacks that people can maybe use to drink a little bit less.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay, the first one is keep a log. So chart when and how much you're drinking, and this alone gets you to cut back because you have to stay accountable. So you can also look back at your habits over time.
A lot of people do that for food, too.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And this is if you make a decision that you want to cut back on how much you drink for whatever reason. You know, maybe you don't like the way you feel. Maybe you can't sleep at night, you know, or maybe it's too many calories.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, and these are tips that I found, you know, from, you know, researchers, because there's a lot of talk on the internet about whether, you know, what makes an alcoholic, what, you know, am I an alcoholic or am I just, like, am I just drinking too much, you know, and then, you know, I can stop, but it's just like these are just bad habits.
Right.
So this is more like for people who are not seriously, you know, alcoholics, just people who have bad habits.
Yep.
So, all right, make sobriety buddies so you can connect with others who also want to be more mindful with alcohol, and it helps you stay motivated. And that can be like a friend or a partner, or you can join a much larger group. And we have seen this with our group of friends, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's sort of like catchy, like, you know, one person says I'm not going to drink that much or not at all, you know, in, you know, certain situations, and then others are starting to do that now.
Yeah, I'm not alone anymore. They all want to be
exactly
like me now.
Yeah, and there's a trend, it's called the sober curious movement, and people, you know, find a community that resonates with them, but it's not intimidating. So you know, and also there are a bunch of apps with digital communities. So, you know, and also sober bars where people can order the zero proof cocktails. And then, of course, if you want something more structured, you can find, you know, in-person groups on sobriety. There's a good place on the internet called Rethinking Drinking.
What's it called?
Rethinking Drinking.
Okay.
And here you can find a list of resources where if you want to dig deep into this, you can. Okay, next tip is drink water. And that's what I've been doing. Stay hydrated. Alcohol is a diuretic, so the more you drink, the more dehydrated you become. And because of this, the best way to neutralize this is to load up on water. And also, by the way, it is a really helpful tip because dehydration causes mild cognitive impairment, which means that even after the booze has worn off, you are left craving more if you don't rehydrate. So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one drink is all you need. So a lot of times, you know, okay, so you have the drink and you feel really relaxed and your tension is being relieved. And then you want another drink because you think it's going to double that, but it doesn't. You max out of those feelings with the first drink. The second one doesn't have the same effect. So you don't have to go chasing it.
Yeah, and then there are people like me, one sip on an empty stomach, and I think I'm in Cleveland.
What is it? Like your knees start to hurt or something?
They buzz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the last tip is just recognize the benefits of cutting back. So when you do cut back, and I've noticed this too, if you notice that your interaction with other people and with your kids or with your, you know, partner is better, like, that's telling you something. So hold on to those thoughts, those moments when you feel that you're best, and that will strengthen your willpower. Like, you'll think about that next time.
You need some food in your stomach to absorb the alcohol. What's on Savvy Planet this week?
Okay, this week we're going to feature one of my favorite appetizers, and sometimes it becomes my entire meal. They are bites of cucumber stuffed with pico de gallo, and they're delicious and super easy to make, and they're really pretty to look at. So you can, you know, eat them at home or take them to a party.
Yeah, I say that because I like the way you say pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo.
Oh, yeah. And how do people get their recipe?
Visit us at Savvy Planet. Our site is packed with really yummy meals. And you have tasted, I think, all of them, because I experiment with you. And if you sign up, you'll get one recipe sent to you every single week, including this one, the cucumber bites with pico de gallo. It's delicious. We send them out on Tuesdays.
All right, I'll be home soon, dear. So make my, you know, I like a drink when I come home. So have that black cow ready, okay?
Okay.